As we enter our third year of being in a pandemic, the world has had to adjust to our new reality. Some think this adjustment is temporary, while others think this is the new normal. Hey everyone, it's Tykira, creative editor right here at Mildsauce. We invited five multimedia journalists to create podcasts in response to this season's theme, Back to the Normal. Today, we're following Jubriel. He speaks to a group of people who are no strangers to having to abandon their sense of normalcy as they left their home countries years ago. Here is The Art of Transition, Culture Shock and Community.
Hey there, this is your host, Jubriel Chaparro. Change is something that everyone has to deal with within their life, whether it be moving schools, being surrounded by new people, or even growing up. Though I've been through most of these examples of changes, none of them affected me greatly. That is until the COVID pandemic and the quarantine life that came with it. It changed my whole lifestyle and even my mental state greatly. How did people adapt to such a massive change in life? Today, we will figure out what some people did to adapt to a similar life-changing event, moving to a new country. Today, we are joined by my mother,
Yuleidy Cruz,
my mother's friend,
Margarita Zamora,
and my father,
Gabriel Chaparro.
So where did you live and how was your life there?
I lived in Cuba and my life there was all right, I guess. I didn't have a lot of things to do but play outside and go to school.
I live in San Juan, Puerto Rico. I was born and raised there. The lifestyle is more calm, it's easygoing, there's not a lot of stress like in the city.
I was born in Medellin, Colombia. I had a pretty happy childhood.
How was your neighborhood and what was considered normal while you were living there?
The neighborhood was dirty. A lot of flies, stinks, because they don't keep it clean. Everybody's kind of like hustling, living life to life with whatever they can get and hustle.
And that was due to being a communist.
Yeah. Normal over there was the neighborhood was more connected. You will see all the kids outside, especially because it's a warm weather all the time. The school system is not, I would say, as good as here. It is if the teacher would call, he will call off. You will not have, for sure, a substitute, so they will send you home. So kids were just all around by themselves because parents were working.
So obviously we spoke Spanish only. I used to be in private Catholic school. So yes, it was very different because, it was women only. One of our studies was also like the Bible. So it was, that's what was different for me.
PubMed explains that culture shock, quote, affects people intellectually, emotionally, behaviorally, and physically, and is categorized by symptoms of psychological distress.
United States, it was a huge change for me. I came to United States in 1994. I was 14 years old, didn't know the language, culture. It was kind of like a shocker. Everything smelled pretty. We couldn't understand anything that people were saying.
Actually, I handled it quite well just because my parents, they were very strict. They wanted to be like a good example. Even though we were poor, my parents always encouraged us to grow and to go through the struggle together.
To me, it was very rough. I didn't speak English. And also the school was public with boys and girls. And I have boys as friends in Colombia, but we were not in school. And when it's just girls in Colombia, like, you don't care, huh? But when you're with boys, things change a little bit,
Reported by Theodore B. Fieldman, change may force people into new roles and new ways of doing things. At the same time, change makes people give up established and value ways of functioning.
I grew up more Americanized, I would say. Right away, I learned how is so different from here. The freedom of speech, the way you express yourself. Anything, you want to be anything and do anything, you have the opportunities to do it if you really want to. It was way different than when I was in Cuba.
In Puerto Rico, it was more like a calm way to live. I was actually struggling in school. And when I came here, for some reason, everything clicked. I started doing good in school. I started seeing the way their school system was a little bit more less strict than Puerto Rico. The climate, actually, it was something that is a big change. to start walking down the snow and the cold?
Yeah, it put my feet on the ground. When I was in Colombia, I didn't know the value of, I guess, of money, because we had a good life economically and I had everything. And we came here and it's like, okay, it's time for you to cook and we have to clean and we have to do this and earn the money and work. It's different. It put my feet on the ground. Appreciate everything, every single person, the person that cleans, the person that cooks, everything.
ERM Academy explains that adaptability expands your capacity to handle change, no matter how serious it may be.
It took me into high school to finally feel comfortable. When I came to the United States, I was in sixth grade. So from sixth grade all the way into senior year in high school, that's when I totally, totally can say that I felt confident. I learned my English better. I learned how to read it, write it, communicate it better. I felt more American, I could say, for me to start my career and do something for my future and myself.
It was not easy to get used to it, but if I could give just a way to do it, it will be just, you have to be open mind to the changes, knowing that you're going to be here. It could be for the rest of your life or a couple of years, but you still have to come with an open mind and embrace the culture of that place.
I started learning the language and making friends. You know, once I started learning the language and making friends and going out, and I started to love it. Now I wouldn't change it.
Finally, New York Times explained that there have been 1.8 million COVID cases, with the pandemic and quarantine changing people's lifestyles massively. What advice would you give them to handle this change in a healthy manner?
This has been a change. It has been, but I have not let it get to me. I become more strong-minded. I adapted it, I guess, easy, because maybe it helped that prior to this, I went to a different change in my life. So now it doesn't affect me so much. So what I would say to them is not to take it so personal. Just take it as, this is temporary. Eventually, we're going to be back to normal and everything is going to be the way it was.
My advice will be, like, get more together with your family, get to know them. I believe a lot in fellowship, so that's something that helps if you fellowship with your family members or friends. You just have the time that you have with the close ones together and grow and get stronger.
Well, there is a quote that I don't know who it is, but my sister will always tell me, and it's, "These two shall pass." We just have to learn. Everything happens for a reason, and there's something that we must learn from it. If we don't learn from it, it's going to repeat over and over and over. So we need to know what is our lesson, and it will pass. It will pass. We'll go back to normal, or a new normal, maybe no more masks. We must learn something from this. It's going to pass, and it's going to be for our better. Maybe we're going to appreciate more other people.
Unfortunately, the CDC has reported that on January 5th, 2022, 705,264 new COVID cases were reported based on the new Omicron variant. It looks like we are not done experiencing massive life changes yet. However, know that there's always a way through these unexpected obstacles, just like these three people accomplished and continue to do to this day.
To follow the next story in the series, go to mildsauce.org. Mild Sauce is affiliated with Street Level Youth Media, and Street Level is a program of Urban Gateways.